and thank you for listening to the Fired Up with CJ show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. I am CJ Liu, and today we have Dr. Hank Wesselman, who is the author of the book, The Bowl of Light, and he is sharing some ancient Hawaiian wisdom with us here today. And in the first segment, he was talking about the transformational communities that are beginning to take hold now, and how that took note, that how the person that he worked with, Halemakua, Chief Halemakua, would you call him Chief? Yeah, was noticing that something was happening during his observations of Hank's gatherings. And I want to talk a little bit more about what you think he saw and what you see as part of these transformational communities and the opportunity that we have.
Well, you know, he was aware of the fact, and I talk about this in the book, The Bowl of Light, that each one of us lives a life through a primary role. Now, these roles are something which the Michael material have explored. There's an archangel or a higher being, an oversoul called Michael, who's being channeled by a large number of people in the Western world. And Makua was very much aware of this, and he was quite taken with the information because it created a form for something in Polynesian wisdom that he lacked form for. You know, I watched him struggle sometimes to express in English things that he knew so well in Hawaiian to bring them forward. And one of them was the fact that each one of us, you know, lives our life through a primary role. Now, there are seven primary roles, according to Halemakua. The first role is the server, all those good people who are of service to us. The second role is the artist, the artisan. The third role is the warrior. The fourth is the scholar. The fifth is the sage. The sixth is the priest, the priestess, the healer. And the seventh is the chief. You know, and each one of these roles has both a positive and a negative polarity because we live in a dual universe. For example, for the server and the vast majority of souls, according to Halemakua, who are on the planet this time, are servers. For the server, the positive polarity is to be of service, and the negative polarity is bondage, slavery. All those people who are trapped in jobs in which they're engaged in joyless striving year after year after year, that's a form of bondage. That's the negative polarity of the server. For the artist, the positive polarity is creation. The artists are the creators. The negative polarity is deception, imitation, artifice. You know, how many artists become famous not because they have any creative ability themselves, but because they're good at imitating others who do have it. The warrior, the third role, the positive polarity is persuasion. Persuasion. You know, this involves all those people who are in the military, politicians, business people, CEOs, corporations. They're all warriors. The positive polarity is persuasion. The negative polarity is coercion. You know, when we fail in the positive polarity, we go into the negative polarity, and that's where we find coercion in the warrior's way. The interesting thing about these positive and negative polarities of these roles is that it's always in the positive polarity that we achieve good results. In the negative polarity, we never achieve good results. But that's where we learn our lessons.
Okay, well, I'm listening to your roles. And so where are we as a society right now in the U.S.? I think we're negative. It's negative. Almost every one of these is a negative polarity.
This transition that's going on right now in the cycle of ages. You know, many people in society are aware of the fact that there are these cycles of ages that happen every 26,000 years. And we're coming to the end of one of them, according to Halemakua. And during this time, everything unravels. And, you know, I don't have to bring it up. I mean, everybody's aware of the fact that we're circling the drain. You know, look at the political world, the economic world, the religious world, the social world. Everything is unraveling. But this is because we're coming to the end of a cycle. And it was Makua's impression that we're moving from the fifth role, which is the role of expression, the role of the teacher, the role of the sage, into the sixth level, which is the role of the healer. And the role of the healer in the positive polarity is compassion. In the negative polarity, it's zeal. You know, think about all the evangelists and the fundamentalists who make huge amounts of money in zeal. And they're in the negative polarity. There's no way that they can get a really good result in the negative polarity. But Makua saw that as a society, we now have the opportunity to step up into the sixth level, what he called the sixth level. And these are described fairly extensively in the book in a conversational mode. The sixth level is where we're going to really achieve our expression as healers, as compassionate priests, priestesses, you know, as medicine people. You know, we've got plenty of lawyers, we've got plenty of military people, we've got plenty of politicians and plumbers. What we really need now are more medicine people. And so in moving out of the old cycle, which was about the energy of the warrior, the energy of cool and the negative polarity about coercion, you know, we're moving forward now. But it's always about choice. The sixth level is about choice. We can choose whether to move into this level or not. And this honors the law of free will. The law of free will is always preeminent. We're always given the opportunity to choose or not. And if we choose wisely, we'll get bumped up. If we choose unwisely, it just means that there's more lessons to learn. And Makua talked about this quite a lot, and this is something that we bring forward in the book. It has to do with the transformational community, the people who listen to your show, who read our books. Mm-hmm. The transformational community is the group of individuals who are really no longer interested in mainstream organized religion, although many still belong to religions, because religions are about community. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
These are people who are aware that at the center of our being exists the opportunity to have that direct, transcendent, transpersonal experience of the sacred realm that defines the mystic. In other words, it's no longer about belief systems, it's no longer about faith. It's about the next level up, which is about direct experience. And this is what my wife Jill and I bring people into connection with in our training workshops, and Makua was quite interested in this. So the transformational community, these are people who understand, for example, that there is more than one level of reality. There is the ordinary world that we see every day, and then there are the hidden worlds where things don't work in the same way, the spirit worlds. These are people who understand that it's possible for us to go into these hidden worlds, to experience them directly ourselves, to come in relationships with the beings who reside there. These are the transpersonal forces that indigenous people call spirits. Hold on, I've got a cough coming. Hopefully that's it. The spirits, this, you know, has to do with the shaman. The shaman is an individual who learns usually early in life that they have the ability to trance very easily. And in the trance state, they don't become unconscious. Their conscious awareness expands, and they move into a realm which is inhabited by the spirits of our ancestors, the spirits of nature, the higher organizing intelligences. And through relationship with these beings, so to speak, the shamanic practitioner can do various things, initially on behalf of themselves, and then increasingly on behalf of others, becoming, in a sense, an intermediary between the physical world of form and the transpersonal world of spirit. And this really defines Hale Makua, the kahuna. This was his job. He was one of these guys who used his own physical body and his mind to create a bridge between the physical world of form and the transpersonal world of spirit. And so he was constantly being followed around by this coterie of ancestors who were advising him on an ongoing basis. It was really kind of uncanny to be in his presence because, you know, in talking with him, we would discuss various metaphysical phenomena, which are included in the book, The Bowl of Light. And I would watch him momentarily blank out as he was connecting with his inner sources. And then he would reemerge and convey what had just been conveyed to him. This was an ongoing experience for him every day of his life.
Mm.
Fascinating.
But the transpersonal community, the transformational community, these are people who understand that everything's connected to everything else by an underlying field of power or force. I think this is one of the reasons that the Luke Skywalker films, the Star Wars films, were so popular. You know, at the baseline, all of us understood quite clearly that the force is real.
Mm-hmm.
And Makua is one of those individuals who worked directly with that force in order to create various things. And we watched him do this. The interesting thing is,
you know what? We have to go on break. So I want to come back from break and talk a little bit more about the force, and then also about what our role, you know, if we are to move to the positive polarity, which is compassion, and move to the next stage, what we in the transformation community ought to be doing. So we're going to talk a little bit about that when we return. Much gratitude and love to you, Dr. Hank Wesselman, for sharing with us this wonderful piece of work. And to you, Holly Makua, for sharing this work with us. For West Coast folks, make sure to check out Hank's website, www.sharedwisdom.com. And for folks in California, he will be in the Ethelon Institute in Big Sur on June 17th through the 22nd. And if you want to create a happy you and a happy planet, then make sure to go to iTunes and find the Fired Up with CJ Show and get a free weekly subscription. We'll be right back.
Do you remember when we met? Baby, I want to tell you, oh, how much I love you. Yes, I do.